Montreal police say two new gang-style killings could be linked to the shooting of crime reporter Michel Auger. The incidents have added to calls for new laws to crack down on gangs and organized crime. Eugene Oscapella is a lawyer here in Ottawa. On commentary this morning, he suggests a different approach.
In a hasty response to the Auger shooting and the growing visibility of criminal organizations in Canada, politicians and journalists alike are calling for tougher anti-gang laws. Some even want the suspension of fundamental constitutional rights to facilitate the attack on criminals. But in calling for tougher anti-gang laws, journalists and politicians are largely missing the point. Absent from their pained hues and cries is a sober discussion of the real issue, how criminals have managed in the first place to secure such a powerful grip on institutions around the world. The answer is simple. Criminal organizations have few scruples and lots of money, and that money gives them power. In many cases, the money comes from the obscenely large black market profits generated by the prohibition of drugs. This year's report of the Criminal Intelligence Service of Canada points out just how active organized crime is in selling drugs that have been prohibited by the criminal law. Canada today is simply witnessing a replay, on steroids, if you will, of the black market windfalls that alcohol prohibition gave bootleggers in the 1920s. By one United Nations estimate, the global trade in illegal drugs now exceeds $400 billion every year. No wonder some criminal groups feel solvent enough to corrupt, intimidate, or eliminate their opponents. They do not fear the criminal law, whether it is toughened by anti-gang legislation or not. More important than barking away at organized crime and tinkering with the criminal law, our parliamentarians and journalists should take an honest look at the damage wrought by prohibition. A little rational thought and an end to the intellectual paralysis that has characterized the drug debate would go a long way. A House of Commons committee is already examining organized crime. The next chance to engage in rational debate lies in the Senate Special Committee hearings on illegal drugs, slated to begin next month. If both committees are honest in their work, and if the media is more thoughtful in its reporting, they will all eventually acknowledge that prohibition represents nothing more than a negligent reliance on the criminal law to resolve our drug problems. This obsession with prohibition causes profound damage to our society and is incompatible with a healthy democracy. If instead they choose to ignore this simple truth and carry on pretending that toughening the criminal law will solve the problem, they will merely set the stage for further organized crime violence, corruption, and threats to democratic institutions. It is not too late yet to wake up to reality, but time is running out and criminal opportunists are digging in. For commentary, this is Eugene Oscapella in Ottawa.
Eugene Oscapella is an Ottawa lawyer and a founding member of the Canadian Foundation for Drug Policy. We've reached 20 minutes after 8 o'clock.